The pause in the rollout of the J&J vaccine in the United States and in South Africa is because of 6 cases of a rare blood clotting disease, which have happened post-vaccination in 6 women in the United States. Professor Barry Jacobson is president of the Southern African Society of Thrombosis and Hemostasis and a practicing professional in the area of blood clotting. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Please just tell us about this disease. I mean, there are a lot of different kinds of thrombotic and hemostatic diseases. What is this particular one about which there is so much concern?
Well, firstly, thrombosis is the commonest cause of death worldwide. So if you look at heart attacks, strokes, and deep vein thrombosis with pulmonary emboli, it's the commonest cause of death worldwide. So one would expect if one was vaccinating millions of people that there would be a background noise anyway of people who would have died anyway of a thrombosis. The issue of cerebral venous thrombosis is a rare condition that is not that rare. It occurs most commonly in women who are on the oral contraceptive or taking hormone replacement therapy, who, interestingly enough, smoke, is only time when smoking causes venous thrombosis, and have a concomitant underlying hereditary problem like factor 5 laden or prothrombin 2021A gene. This condition is caused by the VITT, so-called vaccine-induced thrombotic associated with thrombocytopenia, is a very, very rare condition where what we're seeing for the first time is people develop an allergy against one's own platelets. And what happens is the platelets become activated and one gets then a clot. In this case, either in the brain, in the veins of the brain, or the veins around the stomach in the splanchnic venous circulation. Now, we've seen similar kind of problems with people who are allergic to heparin. And we use heparin all the time, both to treat clots and also to allow us to do bypass surgery. So it's a rare complication from heparin. It causes exactly similar kind of problem where we get antibodies against platelets and paradoxical clotting in the presence of a low platelet count. Generally, low platelet count is associated with bleeding and not with clotting.
I was watching a television interview that you did earlier in the week, and you were quite happy, well, not quite happy, but you were more than willing to concede that there might be a causal relationship in these 6 cases.
There's definitely a causal relationship between the two. So there is a causal relationship between, it's unlikely that this would just be a chance finding that we're seeing this kind of event. It's very unlikely. It's such a rare condition and seems to be associated with vaccinations and is a very serious disease. Having said that, it is extremely, extremely rare. The risk is 1 in 1,000,000. Now, one's risk of being hit by lightning up here in the Highveld is 1 in 500,000. So your chance of being hit by lightning twice was greater than getting this disease. So if we vaccinate everyone in the country, we will probably end up with 40 cases. And what people need to appreciate is that the risk of getting a thrombosis from COVID is at least 100 times greater. And I have managed doctors and other people who have had COVID who have got clots. And it's a very common complication from COVID, very, very common from COVID. So if people tell me they're worried about clotting, then it's going to be vaccinated because your chance of getting a clot from COVID is markedly increases compared to getting a clot from the vaccination.
And complication, is it easy to predict, easy to treat once
it has occurred? First of all, it's not easy to predict. Mm. We don't know. There's no predicting factor. There are antibodies. All these patients have got an antibody against factor 4. But 10% of the population have got this antibody, and it costs about R1,000 time to do. So to look at millions and to it'll cost us millions and millions of rands to test, and even then we're not sure that we would prevent any. So it's a very extremely rare condition that I think the public should be aware that is very unlikely for any of them to ever develop it. You're much more likely to win the lotto than you are ever to get this disease.
And treatment once it does present?
We have got mechanisms to treat it. We are putting out a guideline for all the doctors in South Africa. We have a guideline from the society, a multidisciplinary guideline, with overseas experts as well, weighing in on it. And we're going to publish the guideline hopefully next week or the week thereafterwards. But they can phone me and discuss this case if they see it, if they're worried about it. Mm. So that has been one of the reasons why SAHPRA said, no, well, we don't know how to treat it. Well, we're giving them ways how to treat it. We want to, every day that we're not vaccinating people, is especially our healthcare workers. You know, if America stopped it, they've got other vaccines they can give. We don't have anything else. We don't have anything else, and we're putting our healthcare workers at serious risk. And I feel very passionate about this, having treated doctors who've died with COVID. And I COVID myself was seriously ill with it, and I've been vaccinated. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating. I've been vaccinated, my entire staff has been vaccinated, and we really need to get the public out there to tell them the vaccination program is about to roll out. Do not be worried about getting clots. This is not the problem. The problem is getting COVID and getting clots from COVID. That's a far more serious problem that we're going to be facing.
Business Day's editorial today, Barry, says pausing jabs was the right thing to do, and I read very briefly from it. People take medicines all the time without thinking about their risks, but vaccines are different. They're taken by individuals who are healthy for a future benefit, not only for themselves, but for society at large. And so the risk-benefit calculation conducted by regulators for vaccines is more complex and subjected to a high level of public scrutiny. The government is correct in calling time out to ascertain exactly what is going on. It's clear from what you've been telling me that you wouldn't agree with that.
I strongly disagree with that, strongly, because this is not a vaccine to prevent a common cold. This is a vaccine to prevent COVID. And the healthcare practitioners that are getting it are dying. We're losing healthcare practitioners who die from COVID. COVID is not a cold. This is not influenza. This is not measles. This is COVID-19. It's a very, very serious disease. And I strongly disagree with that editorial. I think it borders on irresponsible to stop it. And I told the regulators those exact words because I think it's irresponsible because it's such a rare condition. And you're taking healthy people and you're preventing them from getting sick. If we don't vaccinate people, I will treat maybe 40 people in the whole country with this incredibly rare condition. If we don't vaccinate people, we'll have 300,000 people who are going to get thrombosis, and at least 30,000 deaths. So we're looking at massive numbers, and I think it's irresponsible that we need to get back to vaccinating our healthcare workers as soon as possible.
Professor Barry Jacobson, not mincing his words, thank you. President of the Southern African Society of Thrombosis and Hemostasis.